Time for our Copan's Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Hornet Head football coach Jeff McGlathrie. Copan picking up its first win of 2015 last week, a 36-6 win over Pru. And Coach McGlathrie, talking with you off air, you said it was one of the better performances you guys have put together so far this year. It was your homecoming. I'm sure all in all, just a very nice evening there in northern Washington County.
It was. It was a good night. It was a good night for win. We had some alumni come in town, obviously, for homecoming. So anytime you can get a win when you've got alumni in town, that's always good. The boys, they played well. Probably the best game they've played all year. And I couldn't be more pleased with them.
36-6 victory. Maybe run down the game for us. How did everything unfold?
Well, it was they kicked off to us, and no, I'm sorry. We kicked off to them. We were able to stop them. They turned the ball over to us. We went down the field and scored, which is the first time we've done that this season. Put points on the board first, and I think that kind of fueled. The boys kind of got them excited. I think they got some confidence there. They felt like they could play with Pru, and it just kind of steamrolled from there. Damian Burdick had a big night. He rushed for 233 yards with four touchdowns. On defense, he had 20 tackles, so he was all over the field. Out of his 233 yards, it seemed like as the game went on, he got stronger because his first touchdown was a 5-yard run. His last touchdown was a 75-yard run. So it just, like the whole season, we seemed to get stronger there about halfway through the third quarter, and the fourth quarter are typically our best quarters of play.
Talking with Copan head football coach Jeff McGlathrie here on the Hornets Coach's Corner. They beat Pru last week 36-6. It's a non-district game for the Hornets coming up on Thursday, as most schools play on Thursday this week because of the fall break, and they will take on Emmanuel Lutheran. And Coach McGlathrie, a little bit of a break. I bet it's nice to get out of the district grind for a bit after you pick up your first victory. What do you know about Emmanuel Lutheran?
I don't know a whole lot about them. I know that was the only win for the Hornets last year. So the kids are pretty confident. I mean, they've seen this one on the schedule all year, and you try to get them not to look ahead. But when we have teams, you know, like Covington, Douglas, and Blue Jacket that we've already played better district ball games, and obviously a little maybe a little better than we are. When the kids see a team on the schedule that they beat last year, they kind of look forward to that. They get a little confidence. And I'm hoping coming off this win against Pru, they've got some confidence. Playing on Thursday night always kind of puts you in a bind because you take away one day of practice. Gives you one day less to prepare. And on a team that I don't know a lot about, it's hard to prepare the kids for it. We know we've seen a little bit on them, not a lot. They appear to be pretty athletic. Another thing with those Christian schools, you never know from year to year what to expect.
Copan head football coach Jeff McGlathrie, Hornets hosting Emmanuel Lutheran, 7:30 kickoff at Thursday evening. Coach McGlathrie, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you.
Thank you very much.